From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hi, it's Chloe. July 21st, 10 in health. The one that made me reread the abstract is at the top. Let's get into it. First, from ARS Technica Science. The Space Force is now seeking to buy up to $30 billion in rocket launches. The US Space Force is tripling the maximum value of its national security space launch contracts to $17 billion, up from $5.6 billion. This move reflects rising demand for military satellite launches, as signalled by the Pentagon. The National Security Space Launch Program allows the Space Force to select from a pool of launch providers for individual missions, covering both high-priority strategic missions and risk-tolerant ones like experimental payloads and rideshare missions. The program has two parts, Lane 1 for lower-priority missions and Lane 2 for higher-priority strategic ones, including spy satellites and radiation-hardened communications satellites. This expansion is likely a response to the growing need for reliable and secure satellite launches, which are crucial for the military's operations. The Space Force is now seeking to buy up to $30 billion in rocket launches, with the option to purchase additional launches beyond the initial $17 billion contract value. This significant increase in funding will give the Space Force more flexibility to meet its satellite launch needs, but it also raises questions about the long-term sustainability of the program and its impact on the commercial launch industry. Next, second, from Ars Technica. The Space Force is now seeking to buy up to $30 billion in rocket launches. It seems as though $5.6 billion wasn't enough. That was the news from the US Space Force on Friday, when military officials announced they were tripling the maximum value of one of the service's national security space launch contracts to $17 billion. The expansion of the Space Force's National Security Space Launch, NSSL, Phase 3 contract comes as the Pentagon signals rising demand for military satellite launches. Up next, third from fizz.org. One idea, two cosmic mysteries, linking little red dots and globular clusters. A new study, led by astronomers at the University of Texas at Austin, proposes a theory that could solve two astronomical riddles at once: the nature of little red dots and the origin of globular clusters. Rather than representing distinct objects, the study suggests that one may instead be the ancestor of the other. Little red dots are, in fact, an early form of globular clusters. And then, fourth, from New Atlas. Chronic fatigue's exhaustion traced to a faulty doorway. Scientists have identified a faulty cellular pathway that may help explain why people with myalgic encephalomyelitis due to chronic fatigue syndrome, MECFS, experience such profound exhaustion, immune dysfunction, and crashes after exertion. Category: illnesses and conditions, body and mind. Refractor: science and health tags, chronic fatigue syndrome, white blood cells, diagnostic tools, Griffith University, mitochondria, next. Fifth, from New Atlas, how your brain learns who to avoid after a bad experience. Scientists have discovered a neural mechanism that shapes our aversion to select individuals, opening the door to understanding how the brain drives our dislike of others. Category: learning and memory, brain health, body and mind. Refractor: science and health tags, University of Tokyo, brain, neuroscience, memory, fear, social experiment, behaviour, avoid, depression, anxiety. Up next, sixth, from fizz.org. Memorable visuals drive online ad purchases more than emotion, study suggests. A study of digital advertising in the International Journal of Business and Systems Research suggests that memorable visuals are more likely to encourage consumers to buy than campaigns that rely primarily on emotional impact. And then, seventh, from PLOS One, data-driven analysis of heterogeneous gait subgroups and ground reaction forces based on integrated center of pressure center of mass dynamics in post-stroke hemiparesis by Kimihiko Mori, Tatsuya Teramai, Masanori Wakida, Naoto Mano, Yuta Chujo, Takayuki Kuwabara, Meguru Taguchi, Kimitaka Hase, Tomoyuki Noda. Introduction hemiparetic gait is characterized by abnormal ground reaction forces, GRFs, with impaired control of the center of mass, CoM, relative to the center of pressure, CoP. Next, eighth from PLOS 1. The strip-shaped deep white matter hyperintensities may be related to neurodegeneration, a study based on diffusion tensor imaging, by Zhuexia Sheng, Long Shu, Donghua Shu, Dai Hai Yuan, Wenchao Shi, Ji Yuan Ge, Yi Zhi Zhao, Chao Yue Yang, Zhi Gang Min. Purpose. This study investigated the properties of strip-shaped white matter hyperintensities, WMAHs, by examining the relationship between their principal axes and maximum diffusion direction, and comparing their diffusion tensor metrics with punctate and early confluent WMAHs to explore their pathological features and potential link to chronic axonal injury. Methods 87 participants with isolated WMAHs were included and received diffusion tensor imaging, DTI, using a 3.0T MRS up next, 9th, from EOS.org. Making weather and climate information reach the communities that need it. Information about the weather is crucial for life, property, and work. Many people take it for granted. Yet, despite the centuries of sharing such information, especially when it is critical to provide warning, it does not reach all communities. There are many communities for which barriers of language, access, and trust lead to underutilization of information. Sharma et al. 2026. Address this challenge by considering how to design the information sharing process so it can get to the hard-to-reach communities. The study identifies where the information gets lost in translation. And then, 10th, from New Atlas, off-grid tiny house opens up almost everything to the outdoors. So I was reading about this tiny house called the Shark. And it's really interesting. It's designed to blur the lines between indoors and outdoors. Essentially, the whole interior of the house is open to the outside, which is pretty unique. They've got huge windows and sliding glass doors that let in tons of natural light and fresh air. And even the bathroom is basically an outdoor shower with a roof over it. The idea is that you're not really separate from nature when you're living in this house, which I think is kind of cool. But it also means that you're exposed to the elements, so it's not for everyone. The designers are saying it's perfect for people who want to be really connected to the outdoors, like artists or writers who need inspiration. It's also worth noting that the Shark is an off-grid home, so it's powered by solar panels and rainwater collection. The whole thing is pretty small, about 240 square feet, so it's definitely a minimalist lifestyle. But if you're into that sort of thing, it could be really appealing. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.